Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I don't think I ever get tired of eating chicken. One day it might be fried chicken for lunch, and the next it's Moroccan chicken and couscous casserole for dinner. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, good old-fashioned store-bought chicken is only the tip of the iceberg.
I agree. And you're right. Chicken, poultry in general, is just a very versatile, you know, versatile meat that you can use in all sorts of cuisines, for sure.
For sure.
Just let's start quickly with some breeds. The typical breed you're eating is called a Cornish cross, mm-hmm. and we'll come back to that in a little bit. But just remember, they're a great bird. They grow pretty fast. They have very nice meat, and they're great for roasting. I personally like to find some of the heritage breeds like Sussex or Bress, Dorking.
Yeah.
Those are some really nice breeds. The breast meat's not as large, but the flavor is really delicious.
Yeah.
When it comes to just literally chicken, there's three categories. There's the broiler fryer. These are younger, tender birds. They're usually 7 to 10 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
They offer themselves to almost any cooking method. Then there's the roaster. This bird is a much older bird, 3 to 5 months, obviously a lot larger, almost verging on tiny turkey. Obviously a lot more meat and really only best for roasting as you would roast a turkey.
Right.
And then there's the capon, which we don't see often, but that is basically a young male chicken that's been castrated. It allows the bird to grow a little larger. It's significantly more tender and juicy, and the meat is incredibly flavorful with a high fat content. If you can find that, I highly recommend giving it a shot. Again, it's best as a roasting bird, but amazing.
Now, there's one type of poultry I really love, and that's the guinea fowl.
Sure.
In France, it's called pintade. What do you think of that?
So, guinea is great. They're not common. I mean, they're actually a very annoying bird to raise. They're very flighty.
Uh-huh.
They don't like to live in a coop. They live in the trees. They're very loud. They're very protective. But for those people who can tolerate all that, they're a very nice bird, again, to roast, for sure.
Yeah, very intense flavor. Just delicious.
There's another one you'll see all the time called a Cornish game hen.
Yeah.
Okay, it's neither a game bird, and it doesn't have to be a hen. It can be male or female.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is that breed, Cornish cross.
Yeah.
That's harvested even younger than the fryer bird.
I see.
It's very small. USD requires it to be no more than 2 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing bird to me. It's kind of my favorite poultry because for those of us who have trouble choosing between dark meat and light meat, if you can eat a whole one or a half of one and get both, no problem.
Yes.
It's what I do for Thanksgiving instead of turkey.
Oh, that's smart. That's very
Everybody
smart.
Gets a hen.
Yeah.
Another great one that you'll find around is a quail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get them semi-boneless, which means basically the sort of center rib cage and carcass has been removed, so the leg bones, wing bones are still there, and that makes them the perfect vessel for stuffing.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
great. And again, just either pan-fried or roasted, it's a great bird, too.
We're going to put all this info on the website, and you can check it out at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.